John chapter 19, verse 30. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. It is finished. That short sentence is only one word in the original, tetelestai, which comes from the Greek word teleo. And that word, teleo, has four possible meanings depending on the context in which the word appears. And all these meanings are applicable to the sixth last word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so let's briefly look at those four meanings. First of all, the Greek word teleo can mean to finish a particular work. For instance, Paul writes in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished, teleo, the race." Jesus announces, "It is finished," meaning the great work of atonement has now been done. I have come to the end of my redemptive work. It's like watching a film, coming to the end of the story, where you see these two words, the end, not to be continued, but the end. And so really the word tetelestai is a word of accomplishment. Jesus completed the work that his Father had assigned to him. Mission accomplished. And Jesus completed his mission entirely and successfully. In fact, in the original, the verb tetelestai is in perfect tense. And it should be translated, "It has been finished." And the point of the tense of the verb is this, that Jesus completed the work of redemption more than 2,000 years ago, and yet the result of his work is still in effect today. The implication of what Jesus did many years ago is still relevant today. And now what Jesus wants us to do is be content with his finished work. He wants us to be satisfied with what he has already done for us. You see, when you try to work for your salvation, you are insulting the Lord Jesus Christ, because it simply shows that you don't believe him, that you don't believe what he said in our text, that it is done. And so what we must do, oh dear sinner, and if you are listening via radio, what you must do is believe in the finished work of Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Now, the word teleo can also mean to fulfill a command. In James chapter 2, verse 8, we read, "If you really fulfill teleo, the royal law, according to the scripture, you are doing well." It is finished, says Jesus. That is to say, I have obeyed all the requirements of the law. I have fulfilled every single prophecy pertaining to my sacrificial death. And indeed, Jesus has fulfilled all the requirements for our salvation. He has met His Father's demand, which is absolute obedience to the law. Bad news, our first Adam failed to meet that demand. For he disobeyed God. He sinned. And when he sinned, we also sinned in him. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so you and I are sinners. But praise be to God, I'm bringing you this good news. The second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, kept the law perfectly, so that if you believe in Him, His perfect obedience, His righteousness will be imputed to you, so that when His Father looks at you, He can then pronounce you righteous. Righteous on the basis of the perfect righteousness of His Son. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, listen to this. On the cross, when Jesus shouted, "It is finished," He established peace between God and sinners. God and sinners reconciled. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah! What a Savior, bearing shame and scoffing rude. In my place, condemned, He stood, sealed my pardon with His blood. Hallelujah! What a Savior. Now, the word teleo can also mean to keep a promise. Romans chapter 9, verse 28, "For the Lord will carry out teleo, His sentence upon the earth, fully and without delay." Now, what this verse teaches us is this, that God will do that which He has said. God will keep, will teleo His promise, His covenant. Jesus proclaims on the cross, "It is finished." In a sense, what He's saying there is this, "I have kept my covenant, the covenant which I made with my Father from eternity past." We call it the covenant of redemption. And in that covenant, the Lord Jesus Christ agreed to be the one to die on the cross. You see, in that covenant of redemption, the three persons of the Trinity made this agreement that it is God the Father who will send His Son, that it is the Son who will die on the cross, and that it is the Holy Spirit who will apply the finished work of Jesus Christ to sinners, to those who will believe. And Jesus said, "Tetelestai, I have kept that promise, that covenant." Oh, hallelujah. What a Savior. Jesus succeeded in fulfilling the promise, especially the promise that we see in Genesis 3:15. He bruised the head of the serpent. Ironically, it was through the death of Jesus Christ that He defeated the devil. It was through His death that He destroyed death, which is the consequence of our disobedience. As one writer said, "It is finished. It is the voice of Emmanuel, the captain of our salvation, who on the red battlefield lays aside the weapons of his warfare and raises the shout of victory, a conqueror over sin and death and Satan, though seeming to be vanquished by his foes. And do you know the implication of this to us? Since Jesus kept the mother of all promises, this means that we can trust him in his other promises as well. And therefore, when Jesus says, "Come unto me, all of you sinners, all of you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest," don't doubt that promise, for he is our covenant-keeping Savior. He will do that which he says in his word. And so whenever you struggle with doubt, think of this one word, tetelestai. Oh, tetelestai, he kept his promise. Oh, surely he will also keep this promise. For he is the Amen. The one who only tells what is true. But the word teleo, from which the word tetelestai comes, can also mean to pay a debt. And we see that in Romans chapter 13, verse 6. "For because of this, you also pay taxes." You also teleo taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God. Jesus said, "It is finished. I have paid the price of your sin. I have paid your moral debt to God." Finished. Last week, I mailed my registration form for the annual conference of the Midwest region of Evangelical Theological Society, which will be held next Friday in Chicago, the Lord willing. And in that form, you have two options or two ways to pay for the registration fee. The first option is to pay now with your cash or check. The second option is to pay upon your arrival. I decided to pay upon my arrival. And 3 days ago, I received this email from the treasurer of Evangelical Theological Society, Midwest Region. And let me read his email. "This email is being sent to confirm that your registration has been received. According to the form that was received, this registration is good for Brian G. Najafor. The registration fee has been paid in full. Please print this email and bring it with you. It will serve as a receipt for your registration. We look forward to seeing you in Chicago." After reading this, I said to myself, how is this possible? I have not yet paid them, and yet they are telling me that my registration fee has been paid in full. And as proof of that, this email will serve as a receipt. See you in Chicago. My friend, for sure someone must have paid for me. My friend, when Jesus said, "It is finished," what he is saying to you is this: I have paid your debt in full. In full. I have forgiven you. Those who are in Christ, in God's sight, They are debt free, for all their sins have been forgiven. Oh yes, I understand. Maybe some of you are saying, how is that possible? You mean all my sins have been forgiven? Paid in full? No, that cannot be. Yes, my friend. And if you're not satisfied with that, Jesus, as it were, saying to you, here's the receipt. Tetelestai, take it. That's your receipt for your registration in heaven. And Jesus, as it were, also is also saying to you, see you, not in Chicago, but see you in heaven. Show it. Show it to your God in heaven. That receipt. Oh, what a blessing. Lifted up was he to die. It is finished, was his cry. Now in heaven exalted high. Hallelujah. What a Savior. But actually what happened, a few minutes later, I received another email from the same guy, and the subject title of his email was this, corrected registration confirmation. Your registration fee will be paid upon your arrival. Oh, my friend, I tell you, my excitement depleted. My joy disappeared. But my friend, the one who says in our text, in John chapter 9, verse 30, it is finished. The one who says that can never make a mistake. He can never make a mistake, for he is perfect. And therefore, when he says it is finished, it is indeed finished. It was true then. It is true today, and it will always be true forever. Oh, what a blessing that we have in Jesus. And so, in summary, the word tetelestai is a sum of the whole work of Christ's redemption. And I think we can imagine Jesus in this way. While he was on the cross, he was, as it were, scanning all the things that must be done to secure our salvation. From start to finish, he was scanning all those things, and then at the end, he said, it is finished. Performance, completely done. Precept, perfectly obeyed. Promise, faithfully kept. Payment, fully paid. And try to imagine also the response of his father. You could almost hear his father say to his son, well done, my son! Well done! Do you remember at the beginning of the public ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ? God the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Oh, the same words can be spoken by the Father to his son at the end of his public ministry. It is finished. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And here's the beauty of the gospel. Those who are in Christ will also receive the same words from the Father of Jesus. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. Well done, well done, thou, my faithful servant. But oh, my friend, those who are outside Jesus will receive these words, depart from me. I never knew you. Depart from me. I never knew you. And so I urge you, especially you who are listening via radio, if you are still outside Jesus Christ, and if you die today, and God forbid, oh my friend, you will go to hell and hear these words, I never knew you, depart from me. But isn't it God's providence that you're still alive and are still able to hear the gospel preached to you? Why don't you come to Jesus? Believe in his finished work and be saved. Amen. O Lord, our God, we thank you indeed for what you have done for us on the cross. And Lord, I pray that you would use this message to save the unbelievers and sanctify those who are already believers in Christ. Bless the next speaker, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The sixth word has come to you through the ministry of Reverend Brian Nagypour of Dutton United Reformed Church in Caledonia. And we're so thankful for our covenant-keeping Savior.